brother of mine, I have been today on another sentimental journey. I have been among my neighbors. I've gone down on this side of the river to a crossing across a big sea. And luckily there were no German submarines on that sea. I went from Beacon to Newburgh. And in my travels this day, I think I've seen a very encouraging sign in regard to our American life. I think the population is increasing enormously. I've seen more children than I knew existed in these three counties. They're coming along in good shape. And it encourages me greatly that the future of the country, it will be relatively safe in their hands under a constitution which has lasted 150 years. And I think as long as we increase as we're doing now with good American sentiment, we'll still be living under the old constitution 155 years from now. And down in Newburgh, I went to a shipyard, having a few moments to spare, and there was a crowd that was at least twice or three times the size it was 4 years ago, and that was encouraging. And I told them there that I did want to say a good word for our legislature, because as you know, the duty of apportioning the congressional districts in this state, the duty of the legislature. And a curious thing happened recently. We used to belong to the county, same district, Putnam, Orange. And quite a number of people were irked. And the legislature changed the district. And the sitting congressman was taken out of the district insofar as Dutchess goes. So after the 1st of January, we'll be in a new congressional district. We won't be with Orange anymore. And therefore, we'll have a new Congress. Well, my friends, there's more than one way of getting rid of a congressman. Then I went up to Kingston, and there again, the crowd was at least twice the size it had been before, and I remarked to them, you see, I am pure Hudson River when it comes down to it. My mother's family came from Newburgh, but up in Kingston, there was an old boy about 1660. We went up to Kingston from New York City. He was young, and I guess he was rather Dutch. The old stubborn qualities. About that time, they attacked Kingston, Buddhist, the Indians. And he became a member of the militia that drove the Indians back. And I think that it's for that reason, perhaps, that I am interested, have been all my life, though not in uniform, in military and naval affairs. It comes from the old Dutch boy in 1660 who belonged to the militia. But one sad thing happened. I had to come all the way back down the east, the west side of the river. They've taken off the Kingston Ferry. Otherwise, the district and the county have changed very little in the last 4 years. We have another great problem for us. We were headed at that time, 4 years ago, into a war. We didn't talk about it very much. Doesn't do to scare people or alarm people. But we did a good deal of building and preparation. And by 1941, we had over 2 million men in the Army and Navy. We built up our munition factories. We sent a great deal of aid to the people who were fighting Nazism.